Oh, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has a confession to make. Here I was with a great bean in my hands, the Kenyan Getumbwini Estate coffee. Comes from the highlands of Kenya. It's Arabica. It's a double A bean. I've seen it roast. CGP Fürth Café in Vienna roasted it on the 22nd of November. I was there, I witnessed it. And it took me a while that I got around to actually testing and tasting it. And also, the second confession I have to make is that it took me 2 days to really get the best out of this amazing roast. It's had raving reviews around the world. I checked it out after my first day that I thought maybe, just maybe, I haven't gotten the best out of this bean. And I can see that roasters in Australia, roasters in America, roasters here in the UK, and of course, Fürth Café in Vienna are raving about this bean. In fact, the day after I came back from Austria, I got a quick text message saying that this coffee, one day after the roast in the AeroPress, blew the roast away. So of course I had a bit of pressure and I thought, what am I supposed to expect here? And today I had another go at it and I must say, I think I got the best of it now because I'm really happy with what it tastes like. But it also took me, normally when I actually taste a coffee and test it, I'm quite happy in the espresso machine in the Rocket R58 to pull a double shot and taste a double shot as an espresso. I love kind of the condensed richness of a coffee. But this coffee kept as a double shot in my naked portafilter was just too strong. And I think the flavors, keeping it neat as an espresso, didn't have the chance to really come through. So what I did is I took my double spouted portafilter and tamped it really well. I've got 2 shot glasses that are exactly the same size. And I had a very even extraction on both sides. And suddenly the flavor really came through. Additionally, I've got a great friend here, John, who's very versatile in coffees, and he had tasted it and he immediately found some dark cherry in it and dark chocolate as well. So it reminded him, I don't know if you know the green and blacks, but the green and blacks have actually also a cherry flavored green and blacks chocolate. And he immediately said that without knowing what coffee it was. And I researched a bit more and you should be getting also some kind of dark berries and dark black currant berry, which I think with a lot of imagination you can get as well. I've got to pull a few more shots, but Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is enjoying this adventure with the Getumbwini from Kenya.